Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for February 25th, 2023. We're going to talk about the plague of humankind, how humankind interprets everything. It's called futility, and it is one of the things that I think most makes for nihilism with people. They live their life according to the appearances that may be there, judging according to appearances, looking at things from the analytical point of view, and of course in doing so we all miss. And this great miss that we go into is terrible because it depreciates our life and makes it very difficult. The word futile means incapable of producing any useful result, pointless. A futile attempt to do anything resides in the whole idea of the human being, him or herself. And we are the futility of this world, not it has nothing to do with life and life being futile, although we would like to think it is. I get this email from Emmanuel, who does not tell me where he lives. He writes about the state of the world, and he said, in essence, he's saying to me, why do you try to help people? Why even bother with anything on your website when everything is futile? And here's what he says. Seems like life is futile. Killings, he writes here, lying, cheating, crime. Why try to change? No one ever changes, as you say. What's the point of it all? And then he says, please answer on a podcast. Emmanuel, I did a series, What's the Point of It All? You should watch it. It's on the website at aspire.org. It was done years ago, but it doesn't matter. Nothing's changed. And the things I said there are the things I'm going to say now. And if you take a look at that series, it'll answer your question. But I'm going to give you a quick answer here on the podcast, so maybe that will help you. The only thing that is futile is Greg Penn. That's the way I look at it. Greg, like Emmanuel, is set in his ways. He's a human being. He has no willingness to explore outside the realm of his own thoughts and beliefs. He is looking for survival. He doesn't know why he's here. He wanders the earth wondering why him, or why is this difficult, or why was that easy, or why do people do what they do? I do the same thing as a Gregory. If I were to allow Gregory to have his way, I do not, Emmanuel, allow Gregory to have his way. I let him be there because he and I are roommates. This is the way I look at it. And we have to share the same house, his body. So, with all that being said, I just don't apply the higher laws to him because he can't do it. He can't awaken. He is only going to stay the way he is. And Emmanuel, you're going to find the same thing. So it's not a matter of trying to change Gregory and Emmanuel. It is not. You can't change them. They're going to stay the same no matter what you do. They're going to have the same thoughts, the same beliefs, the same impulses. They're going to have the same everything. And they're going to keep on with the sameness to the day they die. So please try to understand, if you give your life into the hands of your human nature, you're going to find great futility. Everything you said in your email to me about crime, about poverty, about war, about killings, and all of that was true. Every single thing you said, it's all there. It's been there since day one. And Jesus said there will always be wars and rumors of wars, that, you know, you'll always have the poor. He talked about all of that. I understand what he meant after years and years and years of working on myself and exploring the vastness of the small amount of consciousness that I have discovered, and there's even much, much more. I think it's very important to understand that it isn't the change in humanity we're looking for. We're looking for the change within us. And that is a decision, Emmanuel, you have to make on your own. And it can't be governed by the idea of the promise of something better. Your intent must be to transform yourself. Your intent can't be for making this a better world, because it can't be any better than what it is. It can't. I know people will tell you, oh, yeah, we're good, blah, blah. But if you look at history, you realize that that's not true. There's always been the same kind of disappointment and pain and sorrow in the world now that there always has been. It's just more dramatic now because of all of our technology. But with all of that being said, it's futile. It's futile to try to change Greg. It's futile to try to change Emmanuel. So what is the effort? What is the object of the game? To transcend. We both must realize the limits that are set forth in us by the providence of this lifetime, by just being here on Earth. And then to realize where that limit comes from, and those limits are, and they have to do with the human being. And when you are no longer interested in your humanness, that is when you will start to transcend. And when you start exploring other avenues, avenues of inner awakening, you will start to realize this can be done, and it can be done. You just can't let your human nature rule the roost, as it were, rule everything you think, say, and do. You just can't allow that. You have to be more motivated on the within, not the without. So if everything you do is motivated by what you think is going to happen on the outside, you getting gratification or adoration, if you are thinking that the only things worth changing or doing are the things that you can see with your body, your mind, then you'll miss, because there are things happening at a very subtle level in every aspect of our life. And when you meditate, you start to realize all of this. You realize there, it doesn't matter what the world is going to do. It matters how you and I meet the world, how we live in ourselves as a spiritual being, not as a human being. The human certainly is the roommate of my consciousness, but my consciousness is not ruled by that roommate. And I don't seek to awaken to consciousness to try to change the world. If you look at Jesus, Buddha, Lao Tzu, you will see they didn't change the world at all. You will always have the problems that you see in the world today, always, no matter what. But you don't have to be here and a part of those ugly things that you see around you, the things that you deplore in your email to me. You don't have to do that. This is all up to you. And if you seek the way within you, you will understand the way within you. And you will never allow yourself to fall into the trap of believing that you are trapped by your body. You are not. Your body and your mind are your body and your mind, but you can live at another level inside this lifetime and still find the awakening, the love, the kindness, the compassion that you talk about in your email that is so necessary for this world. I hope you understand that. It's very, very important. Don't give up, Emmanuel. Let love live you. I hope this helped you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Thank you for listening. I got another great question tomorrow morning. I hope you'll join me. I'm honored to do this. If you have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. Feel free to let me know what's on your mind. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.